Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
First annual, I don't know if it's going to be annual, but the first Vending Machine Corporation board meeting is underway. Right now, I'm the secretary holding the minutes.
You're the secretary.
Yeah, I named myself secretary. So, okay. So this meeting is underway. So if you haven't heard, Davi presented a scheme.
Yeah, I would call it a scheme.
Right.
I would call it more of a business opportunity.
Right. So Davi came up with this scheme that
right.
he got me and Meredith in on
yep.
about us going into the vending machine business.
Mm-hmm.
I have dubbed it Vendistry. And so he presented to us what drinks, because it's a refreshment type of thing.
I think we should back up real quick. And I think the proposal was for the Freak Show to buy a vending machine to put in the break room
yes.
here
right.
at the radio station.
Yeah, because
for convenience.
Because we have like a vending guy that handles all the snacks and everything else, but there's very limited drink options.
Options, yes.
Yeah, so, no energy drinks.
No energy drinks. So what Davi wanted to do was become the kind of pimp of energy drinks in yep. the building. And so we started talking about what would be kind of a good option to have in there. Okay. So Meredith chimes in with, of course, her love of Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, they got these little things and blah, 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 blah.
Cold brews.
So Davi says, oh, yeah, that's good. And then so he says, and you got to have like, and he starts naming energy drinks that have like different brands that he's,
right.
Patronized and whatever. And so they're like, all right, that's good. And then I get my suggestion and I'm like, hey, those sparkling ice things are really tasty. We should put some of those in there. And both of them did what they're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah,
laughing
shut
at
you down.
Me, and they no. shut me down.
Yeah, quick.
And I'm like, yo, like, I'm a part of this. Why I can't have my drink in there?
Well, here's the thing. There's two drawbacks to right. your sparkling water idea. A, first and foremost, the energy, we have three vending machines in the break room. There's snacks, there's sodas, there's no energy drinks. So that's where we're trying to corner the market.
Right.
Right there. Only energy. And also, and I think more importantly, is the price point.
Profit.
You sell a Red Bull for $5, you sell one of those sparkling waters for a dollar.
Okay, so that's what he told me when I said, hey,
yes.
the sparkling water, which is a great option for those who want sugar-free options, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, Davi then tells me exactly what he just said, and he says, you know, we can charge $5. And I was like, you gonna tax our friends and coworkers $5 for an energy drink that is like this big?
Mm-hmm.
I
yes.
don't know if I want to be involved in
and
it.
And that's fine.
That's terrible.
Well, no, no, no.
That is highway robbery.
First of all, these aren't my friends. These
damn.
I'm like, let's keep it real. These are coworkers, not friends.
I mean, come on, though.
Just keeping it real.
You would really charge them $5. $5.
For the small one, yeah, and probably $6 for the big one. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's business at the
business.
End of the day.
Mm-hmm. This is business.
And
I'm trying
to double up. And if you really need a Red Bull or you really need some energy and you don't want some of the crappy free coffee that you have to make yourself here, it's easy just to go ahead and buy one of those.
And if that's too much for you, get in your car and go to the Wawa. It's right down the street. You're paying for the convenience.
How much do you think it is at the stores down the street, like if they went and drove?
The same one that I want to sell for $6 is probably $3. Double up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're a cold businessman.
You got to be.
You have to be a cold businessman.
It's a convenience fee. And you know what? Would you really get in your car and drive all the way down there, get out of your car and all that stuff? Probably not.
You got 2 minutes till you got to talk again.
That's right. Exactly.
Dobby got him trapped.
You got one song left.
Up in here. Oh, my God. All right. Well, this is our first agreement on the management.
And I will also say this, that after our conversation on Friday, if you notice, I showed Meredith. There were a couple of business cards, mm-hmm. vending
yeah.
people on the front door. So we got to make a decision quickly. We can't just belabor this and just kind of have it in the air forever.
I feel like Orlando is kind of sitting on the fence a little bit more.
I'm not
so.
Sitting on any fences.
Especially since you said no to him.
I mean, y'all did disrespect my little thing. I mean, because my sparkling ices are like not available anywhere. So that would be really good.
The way I think we put in, I think it'll probably cost us more or less. My idea is two vending machines, honestly. So there's actually
instead of just one.
So I think about $1,500 each, and we could probably find two used vending machines.
Christmas just happened.
It did.
This is an investment for future returns on our investment. The ROI is going to be
great. Is the work going to be evenly split? Because I feel like, are you sure about that? Because I feel like maybe one of you is going to fall off a little bit.
Why are you looking at me?
Stuck in a vending machine more so than others. So I just was asking.
You're looking at me thinking I will fall off, or him?
I'm going to look at both of you guys.
Because Dobby's busy. He's busy. He's got stuff to do, like parks.
I'm estimating we'll probably have to restock the vending machine once a week, give or take.
It's got to be more in demand than that. If you got the $5 crack cans,
we'll be lucky if it's twice a week. But let's say starting out once a week, there's three of us, so we'd be responsible for it once every 3 weeks.
Okay, I like it. I'm down.
I'm not on the fence. I'm just saying. I just don't like the fact that you looked over here like I'm the lazy one. I mean, how is that?
Well, because you used to stock stuff for your father because he owned gas stations. And the second he said, oh, I got to stock stuff and vending machine thing.
I mean, because it wasn't sexy. Because I remembered, the whole part was my dad had a shed behind the gas station that kept all of the soda.
Yeah, storage.
And like where you store stuff. Because, obviously you want it at the ready.
Right.
And he would be like, hey, we down, Sprites. Go back there and get a case of Sprite, put it in there, and also get. And so he would give me a list.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have to go back to the shed.
Right.
And the shed was dark.
Right.
And spiders and stuff be in there. Yeah. And I told him we didn't have any Sprite and we needed to go get some from the wholesaler.
Uh huh.
And he was like, I know it's some Sprite back there. And he went back there, but because it was so much like dust and stuff on top of it, I was like, yeah, that's not good. He's like, no, you clean them off, each one with a nice clean towel, and then put it in there. So I had to fight. I was back there fighting spiders and stuff. And so I hated going in that shed. That was the worst part of my whole, working with my dad, going in that dark, damp thing.
I feel like they could donate maybe a little side office that's not used here in the building, and maybe we could just store all the stuff in there. What? They have a little storage.
Did you hear what she just said?
Yeah.
I'm serious. That's,
you know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, then where are we going to keep them? In my car? That's not good either.
I know.
Because it's all hot. It's going to be hot outside.
You need to figure this out.
And these are things that's why I'm asking.
That's exactly why you're not in management.
That's the easy part. That's the easy part.
See, look at him. He ain't even fazed.
Yeah.
That's why he's our leader.
Also, no one answered me.
Because you have a bunch of options. Somebody's garage.
Okay.
Somebody's spare bedroom.
Yeah, Meredith, you live the closest.
You and I both live in the same area, sir.
Yeah, no, but you have a nicer neighborhood. I stuff to get robbed in my neighborhood. All right, so we're on. Davi, you got the price that we need.
Yeah.
The investment we need, and we have a bunch of people that are listening
that want to go.
Want to go help us?
Yes.
Like leaving business cards and stuff. So we're out of the gate.
I think the next step would be Meredith, who is the head of research and development. She needs to find us a couple of these machines.
Okay, so to own, not to rent, correct?
Yeah, we're not renting.
So you can hit us up right now and text us, so I don't have to.
That's not your research and development.
Oh man,
you are fired,
man.
That how you gonna do the research and development by asking people on a request line?
I'm just saying it's good to have a first little tip. Thank you very much.
Well, my business partner's looking a little janky right now.
Well, I'm telling you, man, you better go ahead and vote her off the island. Anybody want to get down? The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10.
Wild 94.1. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.